The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Monday, September 4, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel welcomed the start of the 2023-2024 school year, the first to take place during 46 weeks after the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. The president wrote in his account on the social network X that the happy day had arrived and that now, back to the classrooms, to classes, to friends, to the certainty that all efforts and sacrifices worth to see the future filled with light. The head of state also sent congratulations to the Caribbean nation because, no matter what it takes, all our schools are still open. According to authorities of the Ministry of Education, the new school period must be characterized by a permanent evaluation of the priorities established to make it sustainable throughout the year. Cuba's Casa de las Americas commemorates today the 50th anniversary of the military coup against the government of President Salvador Allende in Chile, with cultural activities that will extend throughout the month of September. According to La Ventana News Portal, the tribute begins this Friday at 4 p.m. local time with the inauguration of the exhibition Chile in Posters, Memory and Resistance on the second floor of the cultural institution. The exhibition brings together posters donated from the 1970s to the present time, belonging to the Arte de Nuestra America Aide Santa Maria collection, an expression of more than five decades of graphic art of that nation, where the struggles and social demands of the Chilean people are reflected. Meanwhile, on September 11 at 5 p.m. in the Che Guevara Hall of the institution itself, the concert de Calustro en Chile, 50 Years, Coup and Resistance, in which voices from Cuba and Chile will be united. Among the participants are Chilean Cecilia Concha Laborde, the Chilean troubadour living in Cuba, Tato Aires, and Cubans Ariel Diaz, Eduardo Sosa, Heidi Igualada, Juan Carlos Perez, and Marta Campos. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel recalled a young Italian Fabio Di Chelmo, victim of a terrorist attack against Cuba, organized by the United States. In his account on X, he pointed out that Posada Carriles and other organizers of the act lived free in the U.S., whose government, with cynicism and deceit, put Cuba on the list of terrorist sponsors. On September 4, 1997, the explosion of an explosive device placed in the lobby of the Copacabana Hotel in Havana took Di Chelmo's life, and other facilities such as the Triton and Chateau Miramar Hotels and La Bodeguita del Medio restaurant suffered material damage as a result of similar actions. The young man, 32 years old, was one of the victims of the terrorist attacks promoted by Posada Carriles and the Cuban American National Foundation as part of the U.S. strategy aimed at stopping the development of tourism on Cuba. The Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Dominican Republic, Roberto Alvarez, began an official visit to Cuba to end Tuesday, September 5. As reported by the Cuban Ministry of Foreign Affairs on its website, during his stay, the foreign minister will hold talks with the country's authorities and carry out various activities of interest. Alvarez will lead a political and migratory round with the Cuban government with the purpose of consolidating relations and cooperation between the two nations. The Cuban Ministry of Foreign Affairs specified that the Dominican Foreign Ministry will be received at the Palace of the Revolution by Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel this Monday. Cuba and the Dominican Republic reestablished bilateral relations on April 16, 1998, after the visit of the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, to that territory. A delegation of some 30 Brazilian businessmen is traveling to Havana this Monday to boost trade with Cuba and rebuild bilateral relations, as the latest step taken by the government of President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. The media, citing official sources, assure that the four-day mission will take place before Lula's trip to the Caribbean island, where he will meet with his Cuban counterpart, Miguel Díaz-Canel, and will participate in the meetings of the Group of 77 and China on September 15 and 16. Exame magazine indicates that Brazil's ties with Cuba deteriorated under the administration of the ultra-right-leaning former President Jair Bolsonaro, although they were never completely broken. It notes that since taking office in January, Lula has sought to rebuild relations with Havana and Venezuela and met with Díaz-Canel on sidelines of a global financial summit in Paris earlier this year. This created an opening for businessmen eager to strengthen trade relations, according to Jorge Viana, president of the Brazilian Export and Investment Promotion Agency, APEX, which is leading the trip. Brazil is the fourth largest supplier of goods to Cuba, but the volume of its exports in 2022 was little more than half of what it sent to the island 10 years ago. The trip will include businessmen from the air transport, agriculture, energy, and health sectors. And in the international agenda, we have that Venezuela will hold the second National Congress on Climate Crisis from October 9 to 16, according to local media. The Minister of Eco-Socialism, Josue Lorca, invited researchers from the ecological community, popular power, communal councils, and social movements to participate in the meeting, whose sessions will alternate between this capital and the states of Mérida and Falcón Venezolana de Televisión reported. The authority called on all Venezuelans to join the purpose of the event to build strategies for the preservation of Mother Earth as a continuity to the agreements of the previous Congress on the subject in May 2022. The first National Congress on Climate Crisis assumed strategies to stop such process and transmitted them to the international community, especially to its specialized agencies. Meanwhile, Ecuador's National Electoral Council accumulates today several denunciations against its decision to repeat the elections abroad after the failures in the telematic voting system on August 20. 11 appeals were filed before the Electoral Contentious Tribunal against the resolution of the governing body of the election. At the same time, there are two complaints against the National Electoral Council in the Attorney General's office, one of them by the Construye movement, which won about 20 seats and does not want to lose any. Migrants will again elect both national assemblymen and legislators abroad on October 15 in conjunction with the second round of the elections, when they will also vote for the President of the Republic. In total, there are 21 seats in dispute, 15 for national parliamentarians, and 2 for each of the special constituencies of Europe, Asia and Oceania, Latin America, the Caribbean and Africa, and Canada and the United States. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.